Everything off with one from Nikki Lane, and the song was Companion. Let's have a little look-see what's happening around our area. The Ripple River Gallery, south of Deerwood, hosts the dual exhibit Reclaimed, Reframed, now through September 28th, featuring sculptures from KAXE's own John Bauer, paired with photographs from Rachel Kane. The exhibit proves that one person's trash is another person's treasure. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 till 5, and Sundays from 11 till 4. And you can find the latest Up North report at KAXE.org. News from our region, heard on The Morning Show, World Cafe, and All Things Considered, or as a podcast. Is there news in your region that we should know about? Email news at KAXE.org. And the Kootaska Community Action in Grand Rapids is collecting gently used kids' Halloween costumes now until October 15th. Costumes may be dropped at the former Murphy Elementary building from 9 to 4 weekdays. And it is around about 2 o'clock here on KAXE KBXE. That means it's time for our Album of the Week. And this week's Album of the Week is Buddy Guy, Ain't Done with the Blues. It is Buddy's 34th album, that's a lot, released on his 89th birthday. And the album showcases his dedication to the blues genre by tying in the history and impact of the blues while weaving in his personal stories. And it was produced by Tom Hambridge, and the album features collaborations with artists such as Christian Kingfish Ingram, Peter Frampton, Joe Bonamassa, and the Blind Boys of Alabama, and Joe Walsh, who we'll hear on this track. And the name of the ditty is How Blues Is That?
I'm from the backwoods, way down south. One good shake was all I had. The heat went out when the cold got bad. How blues is that? Tell me how blues is that? Got a poor chaplain, I
Chicken, thought it was a duck, put him on the table with his legs sticking up. You got to find up and go, you got to follow him, go, baby. Well, you high-powered women, you got to follow up and go. Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, you may be old, you may be gray, you ain't too old just to ship them, yeah. You got the fun to go. You got them fun to go. Well, you high power women, you got them fun to go. John!
Oh, yeah, yeah. come back home to me. You know I love you, baby, yeah. Won't you come back home to me, yeah. Love me, darling. Like I love you before, you love me, darling.
Got love for you, baby. All right, wrapping up that set was an older one from Jesse Mayhempill, Standing in My Doorway Crying. And then another older classic blues tune from John Lee Hooker. It was Bottle Up and Go. And we started everything off with our album of the week. It was Buddy Guy off of his new album, Ain't Done With the Blues. And it's How Blue Is That, featuring Joe Walsh on the screaming guitars. That is Buddy's 34th album, and he is 89 years young. He covers a whole bunch of territory on this album. He's got 18 tracks with some doo-wop, a little bit of R&B, some Delta blues, gospel. He's been around forever, and he's done it all. And he's still doing it well. You can let us know what you think of our album of the week. Text your thoughts to 218-326-1234. And we receive support from Arrow Embroidery on Northwest 5th Street in Grand Rapids, creating custom embroidered and screen printed apparel, hats, and uniforms. More info at arrowembroidery.com. And the Tally Gallery at Bemidji State University hosts a new exhibit of work by Marley Call, looking back at his 60-year artistic journey with some never-before-seen works on display through October 30th. And Minnesota Mixtape is our deep dive into the local music scene, Fridays at 10 a.m. and Saturdays at 3 p.m. with host Malachi Coons. Last but not least, the Grand Rapids Players present The Great Gatsby, September 26th through 28th and October 3rd through 5th at the Rife Center. Find tickets and more information at grplayers.com. The 2 p.m. show on Sunday, September 28th is a pay what you can. Well, I think we're going to keep it bluesy here for a little while. I'm going to play one from Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee. Here's Walk On.
People, if you want to go somewhere and you don't have railroad fare, plane fare, train fare, boat fare, or don't have no fare, period, that's one way of getting there. I've been using the method for 25 years or more, me and old Sonny, and it seems to have paid off.
A high debt, man.
Just walk on.
Well, let's go.
Walk on, walk on, walk on, find my way back home. Hey! Walk on.
on train, I'm on, they won't know what route I'm gone. When I am dead and in my grave, no more good time, yeah, I'll pray. Place the stones at my head and feet and tell them all.
All right, wrapping up that set was Booker White and Fixin' to Die. That one's going way back. Booker did most of his.
You are listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
Way back. Had a bit of a revival in the early 60s when Bob Dylan covered that song right there. But yeah, had a bit of time off in between, worked in Memphis at a factory, and yeah, had an interesting tale, as did many of the old blues folks from back in the earlier days. Then there was Elizabeth Cotton right before that, who got a really late start in things when she was working for a fella and got her heard her playing and recorded her, and she was well into her 60s when that happened. So before that, going the opposite direction, was a young lady from Ireland called Miriam Bradley, covering Richland Woman Blues, and she was 16 when she recorded that one, so that's kind of on the other end of the scale. We started everything off with Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee and Walk On. And we received support from the Summer Muse Festival in Bemidji, a monthly all-inclusive music and creative arts gathering that is open to the public at the Rail River Folk School. The final event will be held Saturday, October 18th from 4 until 8 p.m. More information at summermusefestival.com. And applications are now open for the University of Minnesota Extension Master Gardener Volunteer Program. Learn how to share science-based horticulture knowledge with people in your area. The course begins in January, and the deadline to apply is October 1st. Visit z.umn.edu or contact your local extension office. And programming is supported by the Bush Foundation. Accepting applications for the 2026 Bush Fellowship from September 2nd through noon on October 7th. The Bush Fellowship invests in leaders in their capacity to do more good. Up to 30 leaders receive $150,000 to support their leadership plan. Visit bushfoundation.org. And the question of the week is, where are your favorite places to go look at fall colors? When I was a walking person, mine used to be up atop Eagle Mountain, just off the North Shore. It's the highest point in Minnesota, but there's a couple little rock bluffs. You can sit and look over the little lakes and rolling hills all around there and see the leaves changing in between. Beautiful place. Now that I'm not walking anymore, I kind of like driving up Highway 38 north of Grand Rapids. It's also a pretty sweet drive. See the fall colors changing. But how about you out there in Radio Land? What's your favorite place to go look at the fall colors? You can text your answer to 218-326-1234. And let's get right back into the music here. We'll play one from Taj Mahal. It is off of his self-titled album, and it's Statesboro Blues.
woman, better than any woman I'd ever seen. She treat me like a king, I treat her like she was a doggone queen. Wake up, mama, turn your lamp down low. Wake up, mama, turn your lamp down low. Have you got that nerve to pop a tart from your door?
From Southern Avenue off of their family album is Found a Friend in You. And before that, Shamika Copeland sang us Ain't Got Time for Hate. Susan Tedeschi, gave us the tune You Got the Silver. And we started it all off with Taj Mahal in the Statesboro Blues. Adventures in Lifelong Learning continues its fall season every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with coffee and treats ready 20 minutes before. There will be a variety of speakers each week. Find a full schedule on Facebook. Look for Bemidji Adventures in Lifelong Learning. And we receive support from the First National Bank of Coleraine. Since 1906, serving the needs of the community and working with their friends and neighbors, with branches in Coleraine and Grand Rapids. More information at coleranebank.com, member FDIC. And the Virginia Public Library offers a genealogy assistance program the second Thursday of the month at 4 p.m. Whether you're just starting out or fine-tuning your research, all are welcome. And this is On the River. I'm your volunteer host, DJ Ironsides. Glad you could be with me this afternoon. I'll be here until about 4 o'clock, at which time we'll hand things over to All Things Considered from National Public Radio. And then from 6 to 7, it will be As It Happens from the Canadian Broadcast Company. And then at 7 o'clock, from 7 to 10, we will have Alyssa Ellen on the river for you. Tomorrow, from 1 to 4, Gina the Knife will be here in the KBXE studios, making some music with her version of On the River. And tomorrow night from 7 to 10, it will be none other than Sarah. So be sure to tune in for those as well. Well, I think we are going to jump back into the music here with a recent one from the Freedom Affair, and it is called Picking Up the Pieces.
Something to somebody who knew what restless, but it still bothers me when you look into my eyes and your own reflection. It's all that you see, all that you see. Second guessing myself, but now I'm sure I love you, but I don't like you anymore. Boarding up my window and locking my door. I love you, but I don't like you anymore.
No, no, no.
All this time I thought it was me. I couldn't carry your baggage elegantly, but the truth is
feel to be free. I wish I could break all the chains holding me. I wish I could say all the things that I should say. Say them loud, say them clear for the whole